Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. I have a question on the charge to my credit card. I got involved in a Costco survey, and they said to do this, and you'll get a $50 gift or something. And my question is that the credit card was originally charged $7.95, and that was declined. And then it was charged $9.95 to a company called Primary Music. Now, I ordered the gift. It was a camera, a bulb camera, as my free gift. Now, I don't see the connection between Primary Music and free gift.
All right, yes, sir. I'm going to be honest. That merchant ID means nothing. They don't even let me see what it is. It's not the name of the company or the product. It's just basically how they code the charge. Let's see if we can locate your account starting with your zip code, please.
06483.
06483. Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Arthur Antonazzi.
Okay, I'm sorry. How do you spell your last name?
Antonozzi.
Does anyone else have permission to use your card?
Yeah, my wife.
Oh, does she have the same last name?
Yes.
All right, I'm just asking. Sometimes, a lot of times, people don't anymore, but let me see. See, I don't have anything coming up. Maybe I'm not spelling that last name right. Let me look.
It's Antonozzi.
See, that's how I've got it spelled. Nothing is coming up, and this is the number for that charge on your statement.
Yes.
Somehow, I'm not sure why this last name or the zip code. Do you have the last four digits of the card or another phone number we could try possibly, please?
Okay, ma'am, this is his wife, okay?
Yes,
ma'am. What type of company are you? Let me
All
ask you
right.
that first.
I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent 400 different companies.
Okay. Do you represent Primary Music?
That would be the merchant ID, not the company name or product. So, that name is how they code it with a statement. So I would not know.
Okay. How about Maximum Garden Energy?
That would be the merchant ID also, and they don't show me that.
Okay, so you're telling me that you don't have any charge under my husband's name.
Or I don't have any customers coming up even with the last name. So it
Spell the
looks
last
like,
name again for me, please.
well, I just, let me see if I can pull it back up. Let me go back to my page. I have started searching another way with phone numbers. Do you want to spell it for me one more time and me spell it back to you, please?
A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, C is in Tom, I is in it, N is in Nancy, Ozzi. So this is a fraud. That's what this is. And that's exactly why the charge was denied. And I
And
am
it's
going to
not
dismiss
showing
the
up.
charge.
Yes, ma'am, because that means someone more than likely has done it under a different first and last name.
Yep. Okay. Can you search by card number?
We could do the last four numbers if you would like.
Hey, Art, what's the last four numbers of the credit card? 9232, maybe?
9232. And what date was this charge?
This was yesterday morning at 7 o'clock.
And you said it was declined?
No, ma'am. It was declined from a different company.
Oh, a
My
different company.
credit card company suspected fraud, so they declined it. 2 minutes later, a different company, Primary Music, processed it for a different amount, 975, and it went through.
Oh, wow.
So it's $9.75. Or $9.95.
How about
9232?
997?
No, ma'am. What is the card number? The last four numbers.
Oh, the last four.
9232.
9232. Yes, ma'am. But no, I was looking to see the amount of the charge. How much did they charge you? You said $9.
And how much are?
See, I see a $9.97. Crap.
Okay. So now I have. Okay, that's $9.95 came to my credit card. So what's the story with this charge?
Okay, from yesterday, I have only one person who could have possibly did it. But the name is Ludwig Ludwig, so that's not going to help this out.
No, because that's a fraud.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
That's, you know.
So let your bank or credit card.
Where's it being mailed to? Where's it being mailed to?
They don't let me get that information. The bank or credit card has
okay.
to get it.
All right, so I'm going to dispute the charge.
Okay.
What is it under? Walt, what? Ma'am, what is the person's name that charged this? Or... impersonated
us. I don't even know how you spell it. I know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it. L-U-D-I-G.
Okay.
L-U-D-I-G as in dog.
Okay. Ludwig, L-U-D-I-G as in go?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First and last name, Ludwig Ludwig.
Yes,
no address. Charged my card ending in 9232 yesterday. And what was it for?
They don't let me tell that either.
Okay. All right. I have to dispute the charge. Okay. And it was for $9.97.
That's what I'm seeing, $9.97.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
Bye.
Calling customer service.